Lake Louise, an RCMP-led bus blitz of commercial buses heading to Moraine Lake at the end of June found several safety concerns. Officials say only four of more than 20 buses passed the inspection as part of the semi-annual joint blitz involving RCMP, Alberta Sheriffs and Parks Canada, while park wardens issued 6 tickets against companies for infractions, including not having a business license to operate in a national park. Sergeant Susan Richter, detachment commander for Lake Louise RCMP, said 9 buses were put out of service and another 8 buses were deemed as requiring immediate attention. She said the purpose of the operation was to inspect commercial vehicles, specifically passenger buses, to ensure they were in safe working order and in compliance with all provincial and federal legislation. "Our goal is to ensure the safety of everyone on the buses and on our roadways," said Richter. "This was a very successful operation in not only ensuring that the buses in our community are safe, but to also educate the drivers and bus company owners of their responsibilities. This is the first year the 12.8 kilometers scenic Moraine Lake Road has been closed year-round to personal vehicles as a way to deal with traffic and parking chaos at the iconic lake, where there has been a 71% increase in traffic over the past decade. The area also lies in the middle of core habitat for grizzly bears, which are a threatened species in Alberta. Parks Canada run shuttles from a park and ride lot at the Lake Louise Ski Hill, roam public transit, registered taxis and Parks Canada approved commercial buses are permitted from June to mid-October. This offers certainty to visitors while trip planning and has the added benefit of improving wildlife movement in wildlife corridors, said Suzanne White, a Parks Canada spokesperson for Lake Louise, Yoho and Kootenay in an email statement. Parks Canada Visitor Services staff and contractors manage traffic 24 hours a day at Moraine Lake Road to improve visitor experience at one of Canada's most iconic locations. The bus blitz was supported by Alberta sheriffs, including specially trained commercial vehicle inspections, and Parks Canada law enforcement wardens. Richter said buses that were put out of service were not allowed to move until the problem was resolved, noting the owner had the choice of sending a mechanic to fix the bus on site, or having the bus towed. She said buses requiring immediate attention had easy to fix minor mechanical issues, such as malfunctioning brake lights or low tire pressure. The buses could leave, but could not carry passengers until the issues had been resolved and proof of repair had been provided. "The violation tickets that were issued were typically for paperwork," Richter said, "like not having their license, registration, and insurance with them, or not having proper logbooks or not maintaining the logbooks properly." Richter said she was very appreciative of the assistance from Alberta sheriffs and the park wardens. "We are looking forward to doing more joint forces operations like this in the near future," she said. During the June 21-22 operation, White said wardens issued 6 warnings related to the federal agency's business license infractions, including not having a business license to operate in a national park. She said for a commercial transit business to operate in the Lake Louise area, the operator must obtain a business license by submitting all driver's licenses, proof of commercial vehicle insurance and a valid commercial vehicle inspection certificate. To operate on Moraine Lake Road, White said business license holders must then apply for a free license add-on. If the operator successfully obtains the license add-on, they are required to place a unique decal in the window of each vehicle to aid in traffic management, she said. To date, Parks Canada has issued license add-ons to 92 operators for Moraine Lake Road in 2023. Parks Canada has not placed a cap on the free license add-ons.